No, we've just been talking about, yeah, this week-long camp. It's all for girls, trans, and non-binary youth between age of 10 and 17. And they're putting the call out right now for campers to register. What a fantastic initiative.
Oh, well, thank you, Mick. It's something that's actually come out of like a worldwide movement. It's to empower young people. For us in Sydney, we've actually had a real focus on musicians from a trans, non-binary, gender-fluid background because, I mean, you know, 2017 was a big year in terms of what was happening with, you know, the same-sex marriage debate. Oh, sorry. And a whole bunch of other things that were very important to talking about important issues about gender. So what we're doing is we've got a camp that's on January 15th to January 20th at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville, just a hop, skip and jump from this share house and many other share houses, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And we're in need of campers. So
yeah,
I've only got a few days left to register. You can go to www.girlsrocksydney.org. We also have Facebook, and Mick, you're going to chuck that up on the
Twitter. I sure am. And I think it's really good because I know that when I was a kid, I used to love playing music, but there may not have been a camp for me. But I know that, like you say, girls and trans and non-binaries, there's a distinct lack of females in the music industry. And I think we're starting to address that. We're starting to look at ways that we can encourage non-males to get a part of the industry. And this is getting in at the ground level. And they're really young. You want to learn an instrument. You want to join a band. This is such a great idea to instill that into young people.
Thank you. I mean, we have a great community of musicians that have been a part of the organising of this camp. I mean, we've got musicians such as Alison Gallagher, Trish Robert from Mere Women, Rose Chan from Okino San, Maddie Ir from the S Bends, and Brianna Jones today from Library Siesta.
Yeah.
And so these incredible women have been working together along with like a broader organizing committee of many, many women you would have come across if you go to live music events around Sydney and Australia to put together this camp, because it's, for all of us, it's really important to empower young women to be able to give the chance to engage with music. It's very scary as a teenager. I mean,
it can seem quite male dominated. I think it's particularly at high school. The bands that were forming up around me when I was young, they were all men. You know, all boys. They're all you know, blokey ones, and it almost seemed a shock to see a woman sort of in a band playing an instrument. It was like, oh, you know, that's just, you know, but it's becoming a lot more normal now, a lot more accepted, obviously. I mean, it should be. It's to be equal.
Yeah.
But it's just a great way to sort of start teaching from a young age that it's fine. Jump in, do play music, go crazy, write songs. There's a whole bunch of workshops involved as well, right? Like, I know you don't have any
Absolutely.
Specifics yet, but you've got like songwriting workshops and zine making and even logos.
That's correct. Like the logos will become part of their band merch. So it's effectively we're forming a band, making a band, if you will.
Yeah.
And that will happen in those 5 days. So we also have a showcase that happens at the end of the week. So we're actually selling tickets for that. It's really cheap, $10. If you're curious, head onto our website and buy a ticket. So it's on from midday to 3 p.m. on Saturday the 20th, and you can see what the band have produced in that short period of time. So a lot of the women who are in our organizing committee for Sydney actually were mentors in Canberra, and I've seen the work that some of the bands, like Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers, one of the Canberra bands, are now playing shows with a whole range of bands that, like, you and I have probably come across, Mick, around Australia. So, you know, there's incredible opportunities for young people to get involved at a very early age.
That's a success story. A band that's already come out of Girls Rock Canberra. That's so awesome.
Absolutely.
And I think, like you say, you never know what's going to come out of this one. There's limited spaces left, but so you can sign up until Sunday for Girls Rock Sydney. Like we said, it's on from the 15th of January to the 19th with the showcase on the 20th at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville. GirlsRockSydney.org is where you should check it out, and you can register. We'll pop up the links as well on our blog post.
Also me.
Yes.
We're actually after some sponsorship. So we are effectively a DIY, a do-it-yourself kind of organization.
Yeah.
We've come out of like our DIY and punk roots, which is, I think, an amazing feat for the whole community that has put this together. We're looking for things like food sponsors. If anyone has any plain T-shirts that we can, when we were talking about design and printing earlier, for the bands to be able to print their brand new band logos and a range of other things, if they can get in touch with us via social media too, that would be wonderful.
What a great initiative. Get people involved, community people and businesses who want to sort of get involved with young people playing music, and donate and help out for this event. We'll definitely put the call out to anyone, especially around Sydney, inner west, which is where it's sort of being hosted. But anyone, really, right?
Mm.
You can be anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even instruments. Do you need instruments as well?
We do.
Drums, guitars, all that sort of jazz?
Drums, guitars, synths. Yeah. We want to be able to open up the experience to the young people to be able to make music any way they can. So electronic music is very big these days. So any donations for any musical instruments and equipment would be amazing. We will have specifics up soon.
Cool. All right. Well, everyone keep an eye on girlsrocksydney.org. You can also donate some money on that website as well if you wanted to help them out. And sort of equipment and catering and all that sort of stuff. There's a donate button up on the site. Kim, you're a legend. Well done on organising all this, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much, Mick.
One of the artists who are going to be helping out in one of the workshops is the very, very amazing Sarah Blasco. That's great. That's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is. It is very exciting. I mean, I grew up listening to Sarah Blasco's music, and She's got a new album out, which is very exciting, I think.
It's coming soon. It's her sixth album. It's going to be called Depth of Field, and she'll be one of the artists doing a lunchtime concert, which they'll be doing every day, where everyone gets to do like a Q&A as well on the camp and ask them questions. So that's pretty cool. Very exclusive little concert.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And she'll probably play this new one. This is off the forthcoming album. It's called Phantom. Kim, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Mick.
See ya.